This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Mlambo Attorneys and Associates, as we today is Wednesday, and as I told you earlier on, the good team, so we see now, but right here on Ivukubangene, they are back for yet another session, your legal insight, as we welcome Estrelita Chinia, and hopefully I'm saying the surname correctly, Esther. But good morning, thank you so much for joining us on Ivukubangene Breakfast Show.
Good morning, Awita. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much. Once again, it's always amazing and it's always awesome to have someone from Mlambo, because we know that we're about to learn a lot, especially the legal terms and some policies. Speaking of policies, today we're speaking about insurance policies and rejections. But I want to start by insurance policies. When we speak of insurance policies, what are we actually speaking about, Est?
Okay. Regarding insurance policies, it's a legal contract between an individual or entity and insurance company. An insurance policy helps manage uncertainty and reduce the financial impact of unexpected events. The individual pays a premium in exchange for financial protection against specific risks or losses. In South Africa, insurance policies are primarily governed by the Insurance Act 18 of 2017. This Act provides the legal framework for prudential regulation and supervision of insurance business, replacing certain aspects of the older short-term and long-term insurance acts. The Act came into effect on 1st of July 2018.
Wow. And on the other line, we also have Miss Otembela. I forgot to introduce Otembela. Thank you so much for once again joining us on Ivukubangene Breakfast Show.
No problem, Awetu, and good morning to your listeners.
Thank you so much. You guys are assisting us with insurance policies this morning. If I may ask Otembela, what are the key components of an insurance policy?
Okay, thank you for that question. So first of all, we have the premium, which is the amount paid for the insurance. And then we have the policy holder, who's the person or the entity who is being insured. And then we have the insurer, which is the company providing the coverage. And then the coverage is the protection provided by the policy. And then we have some exclusions and deductibles. So the exclusions are what the policy does not cover. And then the deductibles are the amount the policyholder pays before the insurer starts covering the costs.
And I believe there are types of short-term insurance policies. Please take us through that.
Yes, so there are different types of short-term insurance policies. And by definition, a short-term insurance in South Africa typically covers items or events over a limited period, and it's renewed monthly or annually. These policies are widely used to protect against loss, damage, or liability. So, for example, we have car insurance. So car insurance covers damage to or theft of a vehicle, which includes, you may have heard these terms if you have bought a car and then covered it.
Yes.
So we have things called comprehensive cover, third-party liability, and additional benefits. So what comprehensive cover is that it's the most extensive type of car insurance that you can get. It covers damages to your cars in a variety of situations, including accidents, theft, fire, natural disaster, and vandalism. And then we get third-party liability, which covers damages that you cause to somebody else's car or property in an accident. And then we get additional benefits, which forms part of comprehensive insurance. And these include additional benefits like roadside assistance, rental car coverage when your car or your vehicle is being repaired or is stolen for up to a period of 30 days, or can even cover some legal expenses.
So now how is the premium or cost effective if affected with the comprehensive insurance?
So with comprehensive insurance, the premium is usually higher due to the extensive coverage that comprehensive insurance gives you.
Wow. Okay. There's other ones, as you said, Maningi. There's a car insurance, which you just explained now, but there's also home insurance. Now that one, for someone like me, or Asemakaya, who doesn't understand home insurance, when you speak of home insurance, how does that work? What is actually home insurance? How does it work? Maybe S, you can take this one.
Yes, sure. For home insurance, you get two types of home insurance. You get your building insurance as well as your contents insurance. Your building insurance is for structural damage, like, for example, due to fire or storms, where your contents insurance is for household items, like, example, your furniture, electronics, and clothing.
Mm.
Then you get further insurance as well, like your personal possessions insurance, like, which just covers your portable items like smartphones, laptops, watches, and clothing.
Wow.
Then you get as well your travel insurance. Like, we travel things, our baggage and things, that will cover your trip cancellation, medical emergency, lost baggage, etc., for local as well as international travel. And you have business insurance, which protects your SMEs or large companies from risks like theft, liability, or loss of income. As well as your legal cover, which covers legal fees and advice for personal or business matters.
Mm. And what are some of the things to consider when choosing an insurance in general?
When you choose an insurance, you have to consider your premiums versus your coverage. Like, lower premiums often means higher excess or limited coverage. And with excess, again, the out-of-pocket cost insurance pays out. For example, the proportion you pay before the insurer pays out. And then they also look at your claim history. A clean record can reduce your premiums. And these policy exclusions, you must always read the fine print. With any contract, read the fine print. Some risks, example like riots and floods, might be excluded or limited when taking out insurance.
Wow. Let's go to another one. Now, rejections. Now, this one is very interesting because I'm sure a lot of people have experienced this. When you speak of insurance rejections, what are we actually speaking about?
Okay, when you speak about insurance rejections, it's a short-term insurance refers to the denial of claims or refusal to provide coverage under policies that cover specific risks for a limited time, typically less than 12 months.
Mm.
These include car insurance, home contents, travel insurance, or cell phone insurance and business interruptions policy, amongst others.
Why would short-term insurance not be issued, Est?
Well, that you will possibly be high risk profile. That is, an individual or asset person a high risk. Insurers may decline to issue a policy, example, frequent past claims, such as like likely future claims. And for example, if you live in a high crime area, your home or your vehicle insurance. And dangerous profession or activities, extremes, for example, extreme sports in travel insurance. Incomplete or false information. If you provide the false information, misleading or incomplete information on the application, the insurer may refuse to issue the policy or cancel it at a later stage if it's discovered. Or pre-existing damage or conditions. Insurers typically won't cover items or assets damaged or compromised. For example, when a vehicle has existing damage, or a house with severe structural problems, the travel insurance for someone already seriously ill. And an uninsurable asset or item, some assets may not qualify for coverage due to age or conditions. Example, an old vehicle with no parts availability or unregistered or illegal status of an unlicensed driver. And then you get your policy restriction of product limits. The insurer may have internal rules limiting coverage. Some insurers don't offer coverage in certain areas or countries, or we have a lapse coverage policy. If an applicant has a policy canceled for non-payment, fraud, or serious breaches in the past, insurers may refuse to issue a new policy. And then you have your legal or regulatory reasons. And an insurer may be legally barred from issuing a policy if the applicant is underage, as well if the applicant is on a sanctioned or restricted list, example, for financial crimes. The policy would violate any local laws.
Wow. Okay. I just want to get some clarity on the vehicle insurance. So let's say we buy the same car. My friend and I bought the same car. At the same car dealership, Our insurance might differ depending on the area that we live in.
That's correct, yes. So if you're in a high-risk area, your premium will most likely be higher than somebody that's in a safer area.
Mm. Okay.
So you always have to consider that.
Wow. Crazy, eh? And my producer is actually looking at me like laughing. Okay. So on OT, Mkhambe, why would the claims be rejected for insurance?
So typically, claims can be rejected for non-disclosure or misrepresentation. And this is when you don't fully disclose when you are applying for insurance. So you don't disclose something like failing to declare a past accident or accidents that you've had.
Mm.
And for exclusions in a policy, so this is some events uncovered, so wear and tear or driving under the influence. So if you read your contract, then you'll see that what is excluded, what is not covered. So when you want to claim for something that is an exclusion, then you won't be covered, your claim will then be rejected. And then a lapse policy, so this is when you aren't paying your premiums, so the cover is then not active when the incident or accident occurred, then you'll be rejected.
Mm.
Incorrect use of insured item. So you've been using a personal car for commercial purposes and you don't tell the insurer and then you want to claim, you'll typically be rejected for that. Lack of proper documentation. So this is failure to provide proof of ownership, police reports or damages assessments to the insurer. You can be rejected for that. And delayed notification. So if you wait too long to report the accident, mm. and then you want to claim there, then you may be rejected for that as well. And then under insurance, this is when your claim exceeds the insured value of the item or incorrect asset value declared at the time of insuring the item. And then obviously, if you are going to breach the policy, so this is when you violate the terms of the policy. So, for example, in the case of a burglary, and you leave your doors unlocked,
mm.
and the policy says that you must make sure that your doors are locked if you want to claim for a burglary.
Wow. And I just want to put this question here quickly from Asanda, Asanda is asking, if I am driving someone's car and I crash it, would insurance cover this for the actual driver?
So then there you must read your policy wording. So some policies do ask, I think most of them ask, who's going to be the main driver and is there anybody else driving your car?
Mm.
So if you declare that as nobody else drives my car and I am the main driver, but at the time of the accident or incident, somebody else is driving your car and then the driver claims as though he was driving, that policy is likely to be rejected.
Mm.
Or that claim is likely to be rejected.
Exactly. Speaking about a rejection of claims, what do I do now, Otembela, if my claim is rejected?
So if you find yourself having claimed and then you get a notification that your claim has been rejected, you can ask for a written explanation so that your insurer can set out the reasons for the rejection.
Mm.
And then you need to also review your policy to understand the reason. So when you ask for a written explanation and they give it to you, you must make sure that you take your policy wording and then you look at whether or not the reasons or the explanations align with the policy wording. And then if you still at that point believe that, okay, this is unfair, they rejected me and it's not in line with the policy wording, or I don't agree with the explanation, then you appeal the decision if you believe that it is unfair. And then most importantly, seek legal assistance. Once you do believe that I was rejected and it was unfair, then you get a broker assistance or legal advice. But at that point, if you're still not happy, then you can lodge a complaint with the ombudsman. And typically this would be the short-term insurance ombudsman.
And I believe Umlambo and Associates do cover or do provide these services as well, right?
Yes, we do.
Oh, beautiful. In conclusion, what can you tell us, Otembela, maybe in Est, about insurance and understanding insurance policies?
Okay, when you have to understand your insurance policy and why rejections happen is always crucial to ensuring adequate protection. Always read your policy documents carefully. Ask questions when unsure and keep your records up to date to reduce the risk of rejection.
Mm. You know what? I have a problem with that, S, because you'd find that during the contract or within the contract, the terms and conditions section, they usually so tiny and small. I don't get why people do that, like on contracts.
No, that's a typical thing that that's what I always say, read your fine print. That's where your most important things that you need to know is in your fine print. So always read that fine print. Always read your terms and conditions.
Yes.
That could be the loophole for the next person.
And would you advise me to actually take it to my legal people like Umlambo and Associates just to proofread before I sign anything?
Definitely do. Even if you don't understand, rather ask assistance from your legal advisor. If not, just give us a call. And then we can always take you through and let you rather understand, and then you can sign with much assurance that you know what you're signing and you can take it from there.
Mm. No, definitely. We'll definitely call you. Speaking of contacting you, how do we contact you, Othembela or Mlambo and Associates?
So you guys can contact us at on 010-502-0626. You can also send us an email on info@mlambolegal.co.za. You can also look at our website at www.mlambolegal.co.za. We also have 3 social media pages, LinkedIn, TikTok, and Instagram. And our usernames are Mlambo and Associates.
Mlambo and Associates. I heard there's an interesting feature that you have, a magazine feature. Please run through us that. What's happening there, Othembela?
So we are very proud to announce that we have been featured by the Impumelelo Top Empowerment Achievers 23rd edition this year.
Wow.
So this is part of that achievement.
Mm.
So Impumelelo Top Empowerment Awards is in South Africa's leading transformation and empowerment brand, celebrating organizations in both the public and private sector for prioritizing empowerment and transformation as an integral part of the business's strategies. So Mlambo Mlambo and Associates qualified as one of South Africa's top empowerment companies, and we are very grateful for this opportunity, and we're very proud of our team members for working really hard to get us the recognition that we deserve and that our company and team members really deserve.
Wow. Congratulations once again, Mlambo and Associates, Othembela, siyabonga kakhulu. You guys really do work hard. Like, I've worked with you for the longest time now, and really bunch of professionals. I love it, man. Thank you so much, and congratulations once again to you guys.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.